folks who host this show. They give relationship advice that you ought to know. Your thirst for entertainment, they will quench, cause Stephanie's a darling and Mike is a mensch. Pork therapy, advice this good is a rarity. It's cool, fun, and introspective. Relationship talk from a liberty perspective. Oh, and did I mention you can leave a message, you can voice a question, a joke, a comment, or something more at 419-PT-LOVE-4.
And welcome to Pork Therapy. We're so glad you've joined us here at Pork Fest.
Yeah, thanks everybody for viewing us live.
Yeah, we have a pretty decent sized peanut gallery today because we are live at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Isn't that right, Mike?
It is. We warned you in past episodes we'd be here, and we weren't lying.
We warned you. Yeah. Well, we're really glad to be here. I'm having a great time so far. I just came from the Big Gay Dance Party.
I
really enjoyed myself. Mike did a wonderful... he put on a lovely show.
I wasn't there, actually, but I heard Sally make
an appearance. That's right. Sally did make an appearance, yeah. Sally might have been on the stripper pole, but you'll have to check out the video to see about that.
I hope there was no video.
Oh, there probably was, Mike. There's always video cameras around here. Anyway, so we've been really enjoying ourselves up at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. There's lots of activities going on, lots of people coming. What would you say? I heard 1,000 people are here. Do you think that's about accurate?
Well, who'd you hear it from?
Carla.
Then probably it's exaggerated, because she's the organizer of the event and wants lots of people.
And probably it's exaggerated. Yeah, yeah. Is that what you said?
There's a lot of people here.
I thought you were going to say it was accurate.
I think they had like 500 or 600 people pre-registered, and certainly there are a lot more walk-ons, and then probably there's a lot of people here who don't bother
didn't
to register.
Didn't even register,
so
yeah.
Could be, but there's a lot of people, and it's been immensely fun so far.
Yes, I'm very glad to be here. How many Porcupine Freedom Festivals have you been to?
This is my second.
Okay, yeah, this is actually my second, too. Cool. Well, I guess that kind of leads into our topic. We had a topic suggestion from the wonderful, beautiful, talented lady, Carla, who organizes Porcupine Freedom Festival every year, or Porkfest, and she asked this question months ago, and her question was, she wanted us to talk about what do you do if you're thinking about moving to New Hampshire for more freedom and liberty as part of the Free State Project, and we can talk a little bit more about what that is, but if you want to move to New Hampshire, you're ready to make the move, you're a member of the Free State Project, you want to take the plunge, but you have a spouse or a partner who is not interested, and your spouse is reluctant. What do you do? How do you get them to move with you?
Well, I think it's absolutely first and foremost most important to realize and talk about the fact that we actually got to the topic in less than 3 minutes this time.
That is amazing.
That's a rarity.
Yeah, I'm going to pat you on the back. Good job.
I didn't even get to the topic. It was you. Second.
Well, you allowed me to.
Yeah.
we kind of enable each other.
We kind of mentioned something like this before, not so specific, but when one person is passionate about one thing and their lover or their lovers aren't.
Yeah, we've kind of talked about that in vague terms before.
Right.
But it has to do with, incompatibilities and sexual preferences
I brought it up because this can be that way. If you're passionate about trying to establish more freedom or changing your life to do so, to become a liberty activist or to further your liberty activism, if you're passionate about anything, and that could be one thing, and your lover is not, that's a significant problem.
Yes.
I mean, if you're passionate about your religion and your lover is not, that's significant.
Sure. Well, it's significant if you make it, right?
Yeah,
I mean, it kind of depends to a certain extent how important it is to you and how important it is to them, and the degree to which you're willing to compromise on that issue, but we can get into all those things. But first, I think we should say a little bit about what is the Free State Project.
Okay.
And why we're here.
What is the Free State Project?
Well, I'll tell you, Mike. it's a movement of 20,000 or more liberty-loving individuals who have all pledged to move to New Hampshire and get active for freedom and liberty and try to, create a freer society.
Right.
And that is definitely why Mike and I are here, right? Mike moved...
I moved here as part of the Free State Project 2 years ago almost.
Right, and I moved here as one of the early movers in the Free State Project about 4 years ago, and I've been really happy with how it was.
The best decision of my life.
Yeah,
I'd like to point out for those of you who already have heard something about the the Free State Project but don't know a lot about it, it's just an organization to convince people who love liberty to move here. That's it. What you do after you move here is up to you. It's not part of the Free State Project. And so, you know, I'm not a member of any
Some
Free
people,
State
I've heard it called a bureaucratic bus.
Whoa, it actually is very bureaucratic, but it doesn't bring bureaucrats.
Well, sure.
Or some, I guess.
I guess to a certain extent, any organization can be bureaucratic, but that's a little bit beside the point.
Yeah.
The Free State Project is a vehicle to
yes.
get people to move here.
Yeah,
and then
matter.
Once they get here, I mean, people have established all kinds of cool organizations once they've gotten
there's,
here to New Hampshire.
People
and it hasn't even reached 20,000 signers yet. People have just moved
right.
early just because they thought that was a good idea. And
when we say liberty activist, that literally means, when I say it, it means being active for liberty. So some people are
is that
civilly...
Is tautology?
Well, I'm explaining
it,
so
activist, it means
maybe
being active for liberty.
Some people are civilly disobedient to try and make a point
yes.
or gain marketing. Some people run for office. Some people create media
mm-hmm.
Or educate or
right.
whatever. There's
I think those are sort of like the three legs of the liberty activism stool. I think it's civil disobedience, inside the system activism, or maybe not just civil disobedience, but outside the system,
let's
call it activism, and inside the system activism, and media outreach education.
Yep.
Those are the three branches.
And there's overlap, but I'm just pointing out that there's many,
sure.
many things that people do.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, even something as simple as just being here and talking to people about freedom issues and, you know, kind of having a positive influence on your neighbors, being a good neighbor, becoming part of a community, those are all things you can do that, you know, are very risky, not very risky, and,
right.
you know, don't take minimal effort. You're just basically being here and being a part of the community.
Okay, so that's what the Free State Project is.
Right.
So now let's say you're a person who wants to... When I moved here, I was single. Actually, when I first thought about moving here, I was with a girlfriend, and we were contemplating moving in together, and then I
uh-huh.
had to change my life because this became too important to me.
Uh-huh.
So this doesn't...
Oh,
my
wow.
scenario doesn't quite relate.
Mm-hmm.
The question is essentially, what if you're with someone important to you...
And you want to move, and they don't want to move.
Right.
Right. Well, that's a great question.
That's a tough question.
I think it can be tough, but it also can be worked around, and it can be compromised. And I know that there are a variety of couples here who have done stuff like that. For instance, some people have had the one person who wants to move, and the other one stays behind for 6 months or, you know, a couple months or whatever. Others,
I know of a couple people who have done that. At least one of them, no, two of them, the spouse later moved here.
Right, exactly.
Those were married couples.
Married couples, right. Or, you know, even a partner. Doesn't
right.
necessarily
right.
have to be a spouse. Another option is for the both of you to visit sometimes and, you know, gradually
like
kind of...
you could come up to Porkfest.
Yeah, you could come up to Porkfest, Liberty Forum, or you could just come up for a random visit because Porks
there's,
are friendly. They'll host
and
you.
And there's
they'll,
lots of events happening all the time.
They'll wine and dine you. Well, maybe
they will.
Maybe not wine and dine you, but they'll meet you out
yeah,
you
we're
know,
cheap.
For a pizza.
We'll what? Cheap beer and pretzel you.
Pretzel you!
Oh, there's all kinds of things that we'll do for you.
That's a big draw. Our peanut gallery mentioned seeing Sally the Pirate dancing on the stripper pole. That's a huge attraction, I know. That has personally been responsible for several thousand people moving to New Hampshire.
Wow. Sally is influential.
She sure is.
But this is only, you know, what that means, you're trying to essentially convince your significant other, your
sure,
lover,
yeah,
to move
with,
here.
With vacations and, you know, sort of go up to New Hampshire, see how great it is and explore different parts and sort of start to think about, well, if we could move here, where would we go and what exactly would our life be like and what kind of friends would we meet and what would we do?
Right.
I think that helps because a lot of the fear of moving is fear of the unknown. Like before I moved here, I was a little bit, you know, apprehensive. I mean, I was really excited about moving, but I was a little apprehensive about, well, are they going to be friendly? Are people going to accept me and be nice to me? I think that's a big fear that a lot of people have.
Yeah.
And so that fear can easily be addressed by just coming to New Hampshire for vacation and meeting
yeah.
people.
I,
if you come, you can put out a Pork 411, and, you know, hmm. within hours, you'll have dozens of people showing
that's,
up to meet you and greet you.
That is a... Pork 411 is a tool that a liberty activist created to broadcast quick notes to each other, to other liberty activists.
Basically like
it's
leaving
a voicemail
tool. That a
you
bunch of people get.
You can check it out at porcupine411.com.
Yes, that was my
but,
goal.
But, yeah, when you come out to visit or come out to move, if you just on the forums or on the Pork 411 system just say, I'm coming out, I want to check it out, what can I do? You'll have 10 or 15 people saying, hey, you can sleep on my couch. Hey, we're having a social event here. Hey, we'll pick you up from the airport.
And literally when we say that there are social events every single night, there are social events every night, and there
yeah.
are competing ones around the state.
Yeah.
Like, it used to be, I remember when I moved here in 2006, there were, you know, basically some hot spots. There was, like, Grafton, and there was Keene, and then there was the cities. And, you know, there were meetups, regional meetups, but people would cross-pollinate between all those different areas. And they would, you know, people would drive down from the North Country down to Keene to go to a meetup.
Right.
But nowadays, people don't have to do that because within all of these different regions, there are so many
so
people
much more
here,
happening.
And there's so much more happening, right. So it's becoming, you know.
I want to point out two things, mm-hmm. I think, or maybe just one. New Hampshire is pretty darn small. So I mean, I came from California, where, you know, if I wanted to visit my some of the peanut galleries from California, if I wanted to visit my parents, it might take me, depending on which time of my life I'm talking, it might have taken me 5 hours to drive there, and, you know, that's not that big of a deal. Here, if you drive for 5 hours, you're like three states away.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's a very small state.
You can cross the entire state. I mean, you can go from Keene to Manchester to Grafton in a whole day, you know,
yeah.
and not be totally exhausted after that.
And I guess the other thing I wanted to say is we're really pushing New Hampshire and the Free State Project hard. Let's get back to the question.
Okay.
I am the authoritarian on
yes,
this show.
Yes, you are. Mike was recently called an authoritarian by a member of our peanut gallery.
I keep us on topic sometimes.
So, okay, the two tips we've thought of so far were have one person move and the other one stay behind and maybe eventually right. move. And the other tip was come up to New Hampshire for vacations and kind of try to gradually transition, show them how nice it is. What if the person is, what if the spouse is just totally, no, I'm not having any part of it, I have to stay here? Would you, this might sound like kind of harsh or mean advice, but for some people, if it's that important to one partner to move for liberty and to be a part of this movement, and the other person just doesn't want to have any part of it, maybe they're a statist or they're, you know, dyed-in-the-wool political junkie or something, well...
Or they like the status quo and don't want to raise ripples in the water or whatever, but...
See, if at that time in my life when I moved, if I had had a partner like that, I probably would have left them.
Yeah, well, I can't suggest that, but that's kind of what I'm thinking.
It's an option. It's
not
one
because...
option.
Your views are more important than theirs, but because you have significant...
Because you only have one life, right?
Yeah, you well, no, that's true.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking it's because it's very important to you, and it's very not important to them, and so...
Yeah, that's kind of reflective
you know,
of a significant disagreement
right, a significant
between
difference between the two of you, that maybe you just want to stop thinking about liberty activism for a while,
mm-hmm.
and just talk with your significant other about your differences and see if you want to stay together, period.
Yeah, sure.
Because... You know, like I said earlier, if it was your religion, if you each had different religions, and, you know, a lot of people do that, but mm-hmm. if your religion is really important to you,
yeah.
you couldn't be with someone who had a different belief.
That's right.
And I think that's the same with everything.
Yeah, I think so too. Some issues are deal breakers for people, and if liberty is a deal breaker for you, well, then you gotta decide that.
Yeah, it might be tough.
Okay, so what are some other options? If someone is just reluctant, see, when you're using, we talk a lot about persuasion on this show, because persuasion is... essential if you want to live in a voluntary society without force. You know, you don't want to force other people to adapt your viewpoint or to do what you want them to do. You want to persuade them, and you want to get them to
convince,
be on board with
educate,
your ideas,
yeah.
right? And so how would you persuade someone who was your partner who was reluctant about moving? What if they say, well, you know, I'm kind of interested, but, you know, I'm thinking it's really cold, it's far away from my family.
It depends on their
reason. I don't know anybody up there, we're going to be lonely, I'm kind of worried about finding a job. What do you say?
It depends on the reason, like you said.
Like you said, it depends on the reason.
Yeah,
I think you have to find out what are the most important objections to them, what are their most important issues, and then work on those issues one by one and
right.
see, okay, well, if you're worried about getting a job, you know, here's a website we can go to look for jobs. I know there's a Facebook group that they post different jobs available in New Hampshire. The Free State Project's website
itself has
job listings.
All of
the forums
based on
have threads.
Yeah.
You know, there's
ways to go about it.
There's people doing agorism up here that are hiring, you know, different temporary workers and stuff like that, seasonal stuff.
I'm going to take a risk here, and the listeners of this podcast can't see that we do have a peanut gallery, so if you guys are all silent, you're going to make me look stupid. But is there anyone in the peanut gallery who can suggest a reason that someone might give for not wanting to move to New Hampshire? It's cold. One peanut gallery says it's fucking cold.
The loudest peanut said it was cold. Peanuts do grow
okay,
in tropical climates.
Okay, so let's talk
climates,
about cold
so.
Real quick. I know of some liberty activists who moved here who are early movers.
Well, you moved from California, Mike. What did
well,
you think
I'll talk about
them?
Me in a second.
Okay.
I know
and you
some...
spent the whole winter in an RV.
I'll talk about me twice then.
Okay.
I know some early movers who came out here and did their thing, and they couldn't hack the cold for medical reasons, something about arthritis or something, and they really had pain, so they left.
Oh, yeah. I know someone who has Raynaud's phenomenon and has this... Raynaud's is this very painful thing where the blood vessels in your hands contract. So, your walkie-talkie is going off, Mike.
Yes, the blood vessels contract.
Right, so the blood vessels in the hands contract when he's exposed to cold, and
yep.
you know,
so there could
few
be
conditions like that.
There could be a problem, a problem that you can't
but
overcome.
But we do have heat in New Hampshire.
Yeah, that's a good thing
forget.
To point out.
We
I
have
mean,
heated cars
so
and heated houses, just like there are air-conditioned cars and houses in the South
yeah.
in the summer. I mean, no matter where you go, no place is perfect four seasons round, right?
Right. I would not hold it against someone who couldn't hack it because of pain.
No, neither would I. But there are a few things
I came from California, from Palm Springs, where 2 months of the year it's 120 degrees, and 4 months of the year it's over 100.
Yeah.
And I moved straight here, and have never lived in a winter, and I lived through a winter, no problem.
Yeah.
And now my second winter, like you said, I lived in an RV and a motorhome, and it's just not that bad. Yeah, it's a little cold, so you wear more clothes to sleep. I mean, big deal.
Sure. You wear more clothes, and
you don't,
I mean, cold and freedom, to me, it's like a no-brainer.
In the desert, when it's 120 degrees, you don't go jogging, you stay inside.
Yeah.
And you go walk from your car to the store and your car to the house. In here, in the winter, you don't... Well,
you don't go jogging.
You go from your car to the store and your car to the house.
Well,
it's
maybe
all
if
heated.
You did jog, then you would get warmer.
Yeah, that's right. And you'd lose some weight, dang it.
That's right. You know, some people complain about, like, the day length and they get, you know, sort of seasonal affective disorder.
That's
they get kind of down winter blahs. But there are also things you can do to help out with that. Like, they have these sun lamps that you can put yourself under.
Right.
You know, you can sit under light therapy. You can go tanning. You can, I don't know. Of course, now there's a tax on tanning, apparently, at the
really?
Federal government level. Yeah, the new healthcare.
That's another reason you should move here, to stop these taxes.
Yeah, exactly.
So what's another reason that someone might choose to not move to New Hampshire? Yeah.
Okay, so Pink Gallery.
Like, they don't want to leave their family behind? So one suggestion was? Okay.
Yeah, and that's a really common and important objection, too. For me, personally, I moved from Massachusetts, so my family is 2 hours away, so it's, you know, it's pretty easy to still see them. But, you know, other people, it depends on where you're coming from, but if your family is going to be real far away, you know, you can always stay and tie up your loose ends or whatever, stay for a couple years, spend time with them. You know, if you have a family, I've heard the objection that there are people who are kind of have parents who are ailing or something, and they're, you know, they're kind of on their deathbed, and they're waiting for things to kind of come to a completion before they move to New Hampshire. And, you know, that's common, and that's fine. If you want to, you know, spend time with your parents at the last...
I think I'm not a good example either, because family is not very important to me, per se. I mean, I might like the people in my family for who they are, but I don't care that they're family.
Uh-huh.
So when I moved here, it wasn't a big deal.
Well, and, you know,
that's 3,000 miles.
Sons, daughters, granddaughters, grandsons...
Sure.
Family, I mean, they're constantly kind of moving away anyway. You know, a lot of kids go off to college, a lot of, you know, children leave home and take root somewhere else. So,
about families, though, or about, I guess, leaving important people behind? Like, could be friends or family?
Yeah, it could be friends or
family.
There's
technology, so you can video chat.
Yes, you can video chat. You can, anything we talked about with long-distance relationships, video
we
chat,
have an episode
phone
on
chat,
that, right.
Anything like that.
You can also, possibly, depending
you
on
can
how
visit.
Many people we're talking about, use it as an opportunity to try and convince them to move.
Yeah,
I know
exactly. There are
some
people
free
who brought their whole families out to Porkfest.
I know some free staters who have moved their whole family, and I know others who have moved, kind of separated and done the long distance thing for 6 months or a year, and then brought their families once they were convinced.
Sure.
And I think possibly some have moved trying to do that, and it didn't work out, and they left.
Uh-huh.
But you can use it as an opportunity. You can use the visits as an opportunity to try and convince the other people that you're leaving behind or think you're leaving behind to help them understand why it's important to you and that you'll still like them, talk to them. You just won't be there every Sunday for dinner or whatever.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a possibility. I mean, I guess it's a value thing. You have to decide whether you want to come to New Hampshire for liberty,
right?
To work for liberty, to try and live more free, and see your friends a little less, or your family a little less.
Yeah, or if you
or
value,
see your family more, and not come here to try and earn more liberty for them on you.
Sure, and, you know, I actually have to speak to the family thing, too. I was very close with my family, and I still am close with my family. I mean, they're not half a country away. They're only a couple hours away now. But I maintained a close relationship with them, but I have so many friends here and people who kind of share this similar ideology that I really feel like I've gained a new kind of chosen family by
being
here.
Yeah, that's an excellent point.
Yeah, like, I mean, I have such close friends, you know, Mike, you, and other people, and... They're very supportive. They help me out when I need them. I help them out, and I just feel like
I'm part of
a community. That's
That's how I kind of redefine the word family for me is because I don't hold much importance to a biological connection to someone that I have no control over. But I do like someone for who they are and the values they hold and how they act and whatnot.
Sure.
And once I came here, I had tons of family. I'm doing the finger quotes for family. I had tons of friends and people who share something in common with me that I'd never had with my biological family or anywhere else I've lived.
Sure.
And so...
There's a place for your biological family, too. I mean,
I'm not saying it wasn't for me, but my point is if you want to keep what you have, do it. There's nothing wrong with that. But if you move here, there are also going to be good things. There's going to be a new family. There's going to be new friends. There's going to be new jobs.
Right.
There's going to be a new environment. Maybe you were in the hot, and now you'll be in the cold, and you might like it.
Yeah. It's certainly not cold right now. We're sitting here in June.
Sweating under
the
tent.
We're both sweating in the tent in the shade. So what are some other objections that people's spouses or families might have had to moving to New Hampshire for freedom? Did we cover some of the major ones?
Any others?
Yes.
Excellent.
Oh,
so
that's
the peanut gallery
one.
Point was perhaps there are financial reasons not to
selling
come.
Selling a house.
You have to, right.
Pointed out as a big
again,
one.
I
yeah,
know
that's
of
a good...
one free stater or one liberty activist uh-huh. who came here while owning property with his dad, like a huge piece of property uh-huh. in his other state. He came here and he tried to make it work, and because the property was for sale. But even though it was for sale, he couldn't make it work. He had to go back, and he's there in person selling it.
Uh-huh.
And who knows how long it'll take.
Yeah.
6 months, another year, and then he says he and his dad are going to come back. So
sure.
he tried to do it, even though he had some financial obligations. It didn't work. He went back. I know other people who have...
bought houses sight unseen in New Hampshire and sold their property
yep.
where they were. Yeah.
Yep. And the
I
opposite,
mean, that's
too.
A big risk.
And the opposite. I know other
yeah.
people who have made the commitment to move here sometime,
uh-huh.
but I have to take care of this first, and it might take a year or two, but I have to do it.
Sure, yeah. And that's
and there's
totally
nothing wrong
fine.
With that.
You know, there's nothing wrong with tying up your loose ends. If you have an action plan and you have that in place, I mean, that's great. And in the meantime, you can visit
right.
New Hampshire, make some networking, and you know, make some friends and connections, and you'll be all set when you get yeah. here.
As a matter of fact, even if you come out to visit or you know visit people on the forums in New Hampshire and decide not to move here for whatever reason, you'll have new friends, long distance friends, and you'll have new liberty connections that maybe you can network with where you're at.
Right.
So it's just a win-win if you just give it a shot.
Yeah, absolutely. There's nothing that can be lost from just coming to Porkfest or something like that.
I guess I kind of swayed from the topic now. I'm like, move to New Hampshire, and that's not the question.
Well, it is in a certain way because, you know, we're trying to get that spouse. Hey, you know, here's a suggestion. If you have that reluctant spouse, you can have them listen to this podcast.
And have them give us a call with their objections.
Yeah, have them give us a call with their specific objections because we'll be happy to field certain, you know, specific questions like that. Okay, so, and, you know, another point I'd like to stress is really finding out what are the most important objections to them and then working on those
yeah.
objections first because, you know, if you start rattling off, well, it's not that cold and, you know,
they might not care about the cold.
They don't care about the cold.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't matter to them.
Ooh, I just thought of another one that nobody's mentioned. New Hampshire could be a very different culture from where you're at. Like, I'm
uh-huh.
from California, but I was Palm Springs, pretty small community, but if I was from L.A. or Austin, Texas or San Francisco or New York, and then you come to New Hampshire, and the biggest city is a little town.
Yeah.
That might not do it for you.
Yeah, there may be culture shock.
But there is still Chinese restaurants and Thai restaurants and
oh, yeah.
strip clubs and whatever you're looking for. It's still here. It's just
strip
not
clubs.
As big as... Yeah,
you
whatever.
Can see Sally the Pirate perform live.
Whatever it is you're looking for, it's probably here. It's just in a different format than where you're at.
That's right. Yeah, and there are other things here that there aren't in other places. For instance, if you come from a big city, maybe you'd never get to experience hiking or just, you know, picnicking out in a beautiful pasture or
yeah.
whatever, or, you know, swimming in a watering hole or whatever. New Hampshire has a lot of good things. So maybe it's a change from where you're at, but change is good, right?
Well, change can be good.
Can be good.
I like change, but I don't like it forced on me.
That's true. Yeah, and I mean, we're kind of giving a hard sell here, but,
yes.
you know...
Obviously, we moved here for it, so we want other people to move here for it who are, you know, want more liberty, but...
We do, yeah. Like, we want this to succeed, but, I mean, just... It's been amazing so far, just watching the changes that have taken place in New Hampshire over the last few years, like, how much things have changed.
Yeah.
You know, now there are, for instance, you know, the inside the system people have free state or legislators elected. There are, like, opinions in the news. There are tons of liberty, pro-liberty media outlets out there, including us and many, many, many others.
The behavior of cops towards activists,
recording cops,
you know, has milded.
They are
still cops, but, you know, comparing now to, say, 2 or 3 years ago, cops now expect to be video recorded
right.
and are okay with it for
and
the most part.
And most of them know who free staters
yeah.
are, and they kind of expect that we're not going to be violent,
so
we're
going to
record
changes.
Them and we're going to watch them. And,
right.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I've seen a lot of changes just over the past couple of years happen here, and I'm sure it has nowhere to go from here but up. It's going to be amazing. And we haven't even hit the 20,000 number yet and triggered a bunch of people to move, so...
Yeah, if you want to know what that 20,000 number means, check out freestateproject.org, and
yep.
there's just a very brief paragraph or two explaining it, and you can figure that out.
Yep. So, I think that about does it, unless there are other objections from the peanut gallery that we want to cover. Anybody have anything else?
Nope. All right.
Well, we have a great peanut gallery today. Thanks, everybody, for
Thanks
being
for
here. This has
yeah.
been great. And you can find us on the web at porktherapy.com. And, oh, my goodness, I almost forgot.
Oh, let's look at my calendar here.
Yeah, Mike, I know there. It's Porkfest and all, but Do you think you could make an exception for tomorrow night? Do you think you could cancel your plans?
Yes, I will drive home so I'm,
all right.
And have a date with whomever emails Stephanie.
Amazing.
At Stephanie@porktherapy.com.
No, you want to email Mike@porktherapy.com and ask him out on a date. He is free tomorrow night. He's going to cancel his plans just for you.
But only if you commit to move to New Hampshire.
Exactly. That's right. He's convincing. He's reaching that 20,000 one date at a time. And I guess we're going to end the show off there. So you can email us at questions@porktherapy.com.
Or call us and record your question. We'll use it on a show at area code 419-PT-LOVE-4.
Wow, we're getting good. We didn't even practice that.
Thanks.
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time in New Hampshire.
Bye.
Woo!
They're two crazy porks who host a show. They give relationship advice that you ought to know. Your thirst for entertainment, they will quench, cause Stephanie's a darling and Mike is a mensch. Pork therapy, advice this good is a rarity. It's cool, fun, and introspective. Relationship talk from a liberty perspective. Oh, and did I mention you can leave a message, you can voice a question, a joke, a comment, or something more. At 4